Chapter 1. Why all the fuss about meditation? The thing about meditation is, you become more and more you. David Lynch. When I was part of a meditation group, our teacher gave us a group assignment to define meditation. You'd think it would be a simple task, but as we talked about it, it became increasingly apparent that it is very difficult to describe. It could be said that there are as many varieties of meditation as there are meditators, which isn't exactly helpful when you're trying to set personal meditation expectations. One definition is that it is an inclusive, conscious relaxation technique. It is a structured awareness of yourself and the current moment, a training of the mind so you can experience yourself as you are, without judgment, at a time when you are totally in the moment, experiencing flow state as a natural way of being. Meditation is not daydreaming or allowing the mind to wander. There is a structure or framework to it that keeps the mind focused. It is not the same for everyone. Even if two people use the same technique at the same time, they will have different experiences. Likewise, when you use the same method repeatedly, you will have different results in different sessions. It is not hypnosis or auto-suggestive, nor is it a way of relinquishing control of the self. You remain in charge of your experience, and you can choose to stop meditating at any moment. It is not suitable for everyone. There are some people for whom it is contraindicated, particularly with certain mental health conditions. Further, it is not prescriptive. It is about finding what works for you, not conforming to a list of rules. There is a myth that you are supposed to empty your mind when you're meditating. I'm not quite sure how and why this myth arose, because it is impossible to empty the mind or stop thoughts. Rather, meditation is about choosing what fills your mind. However you choose to define meditation, it involves using a certain technique to engender a heightened state of awareness and focused attention to change your consciousness, which benefits the mind, body, and spirit. Some teachers liken consciousness to a stream that is constantly shifting and changes as it moves forward. Meditation is a method of changing the course of that stream, which subsequently changes how you perceive and react to the world around you. Everything is your perception. So when you shift how you view people and events, you can experience major changes in your mood and experience. A brief history of the research into meditation. With the rise in popularity of meditation, it was only a matter of time before the scientific community started to study its effect. The very first piece of scientific research into meditation was in 1936, with the first study using an electroencephalogram, EEG, taking place in 1955. An EEG places electrodes across someone's head to measure the electrical waves of activity. This showed that there are verified changes in brain activity when someone meditates. In the 1960s, Swami Rama, a senior yogi from the Himalayan International Institute of Yoga Science, was the focus of research carried out at the Menninger Clinic in Kansas, United States of America. Gardner Murphy, an American psychologist, spearheaded the studies, which examined Swami Rama's abilities to control certain bodily functions that had been believed to be totally involuntary, like his heartbeat and blood pressure. Across a number of studies, Swami Rama was able to show he could generate different types of brainwaves on demand, including alpha, delta, theta, and gamma, alter his heartbeat, such as increasing it to 300 beats per minute for 16 seconds and stopping it completely for a few seconds, maintaining awareness of his surrounding environment while his brain was in a deep sleep cycle, and change his skin and internal body temperatures. Unsurprisingly, the results of these studies generated interest among the psychological and medical communities to look further into the physiological impact of meditation. Herbert Benson and his colleagues Greenwood and Klemchuk did research in the mid-1970s into the potential use of meditation to treat certain health issues. They found that meditation led to a range of physical and biochemical changes in the body, which Benson dubbed the relaxation response. This discovery was groundbreaking, as until that moment, meditation had been believed to be a solely religious practice, unsuitable for medical or health purposes. Benson's research was directly responsible for a shift in this thinking, which gave rise to further research into how meditation could be incorporated into healthcare. Subsequent research examined the effect of meditation